All right, I'm back in Australia and it's absolutely freezing. Get me back to Bali right now. But I'm going to be telling you some Bali travel tips that you actually might not have heard before. So I actually found this out from a doctor. But what's been happening is where they're storing the crates of beers and cans under the bars or on the floor, basically, what's happening is because there is a massive amount of rats in Bali. Like, I'm not going to lie, I've seen them running down the road in the middle of the day and at nighttime as well, and they're huge, like they're like big rats. Anyways, what's happening is the rats are going over the top of the crates where these beer bottles are, and they're urinating on top of the beer bottles, which you're then putting to your mouth. Now, the reason they know this is happening is it actually is showing up on blood tests of recent that people are basically consuming rat urine. Disgusting. So obviously the way to get around this is whenever, even if you purchase from like a Circle K or anything, I just get an unscented baby wipe and I just wipe around the top of the can of the bottle before I put it to my lips. Now, when I was in Bali this time, I actually saw something incredibly shocking and sad, a scooter accident. Thankfully, I didn't see it as it happened, but I saw it not long after. And I don't think, if the person involved survived, I don't think they'll ever walk again, put it that way. And it was very eye-opening to me. Then when I did the research about how many scooter crashes in Bali that are fatal, I was shocked. I think it's like 2 fatalities a day last year was the average, which is like insane considering, you know, it's a small island. If you decide to go on the scooter without a helmet or without insurance, obviously that is entirely up to you. But the insurance companies will not pay you out if you're in an accident and you're not wearing a helmet. So obviously that is entirely up to your discretion. Thirdly, black mold. There is not enough people talking about this. Now, if I was staying there long term, I would be asking to look at the villa or the accommodation prior to paying in full. The amount of places in Bali that have mold, black mold, is insane because of the dampness, the lack of ventilation. There's a lot of places that just have like the rooms that just have really poor access to sunlight and everything like that. But I'm almost sure I got exposed to black mold this time because of the symptoms that I was experiencing. And there were some shops in Ubud that when I walked into it, I could actually smell it. Like, you know, the smell of mold, it's just like disgusting. So always check your accommodation before paying in full would be my advice. This time round, my Gojek driver was actually in a crash. Because he was driving so fast and I saw my life flash in front of my eyes. It was terrifying. But one thing that I will say is a lot of the Gojek drivers are telling me how quiet it is at the moment. And it is very obvious Bali is so quiet compared to usual. That the Gojek drivers that would typically get, say, 20 customers a day are only getting, you know, 5 to 10. So Bali's very quiet. For that reason, please tip your Gojek drivers. If they're making a decent wage, then they're less likely to, you know, speed to get more trips. And also a lot of them do have young families and they're working ridiculously long hours. You can tip through the app at the end of your ride, you know, if you had a nice experience. The most you can tip them on there is $10. Or obviously you can give them cash if you want to give them more. But I always give them usually $2 to $10 per ride, pretty much every driver as long as they're nice, just to do a little bit to help them.